All the ladies devotees will go there and they will take Mahaprasadam here. The male devotees here and there. All the devotees will go there. And also, हम लोग बंसल परिवार के बहुत आभारी हैं और उनको हम विशेष विशेष से सब लोगों का आशीर्वाद गिरिराज जी का आशीर्वाद उनको दे रहे हैं। यदि अन्नकूट का आयोजन करने वाला एक दाना भी ठाकुर जी के लिए देता है अन्नकूट में किसी भी प्रकार से सहायता करता है तो उसके वंश में कभी भी कोई दरिद्र व्यक्ति नहीं होता, इसको जरूर समझेंगे। इसलिए अन्नकूट महोत्सव को देने वाले परिवार के सहित बंसल जी को हम लोग बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देते हैं और सबके तरफ से और गिरिराज जी के तरफ से आशीर्वाद देते हैं कि जब तक ये लोग इनका वंश रहेगा और हम लोग भी रहेंगे, हम लोगों का अन्नकूट उत्सव यहीं पर मनता रहेगा और उनको भी ऐसे ही समृद्ध बनाए रखें। गौर
Beginning of the 13th of November, coming out to Kamyavan. Ramachandra speaking.
This in front of you must be seeing a hill. Hari Bol. In front of you must be seeing a hill, and in a hill there is a cave. This cave belongs to Vyomasur. Asur means demon, and Vyom means sky. His quality was that he was quite a big mystic demon, and he used to fly over. And because he could fly to sky, so his name was Vyomasur. He was very much notorious type of demon. Earlier, Nand Baba and all, they were living in the same place, which is called Nandgram, and Vishwanu was living in Barsana. But because of Vyomasur activities, notorious activities, they have to leave this place and have to go to Gokul. Vishwanu went to Raval and Nanda Baba went to Gokul. This is before birth of Krishna. When they came from Gokul to this place again to Nandgram, at the time Krishna used to come here with his friend. So all his Pogand Leela means Leela ranging from say 4 years to 8 years, like that, with his friend, took place here. So once these children were playing, Krishna was playing with his Sakha, and whoever will be defeated, he will keep a person on his lap and on his shoulder, and he will move for some time. Carrier, he will be used himself as a carrier. So Vyomasur became friend, Sakha, he came into Sakha as one of his Sakha, and he started carrying the all Sakhas gradually, and he arrested them in that cave and put a very heavy stone before it. Well, when Krishna found that so many of his friends are missing, then he tried to know what happened, and he could know what happened. Then he went to this cave. He found out that all of his friends were arrested here. Vyomasur came and Krishna killed him. Therefore, this place is called Vyomasur. After killing, Krishna felt a lot of, all Sakha felt hunger. They said, Krishna, we are very hungry, we want to eat something. They say, come on. So they went to a place, now we are going to that place, that is called Bhojan Thali. That place, Krishna ne mara. This place, we will see, there is a plate. On that plate, Krishna took ladoos and all his breakfast.
Jo kirtan bolta hone chalega uski yatra safal nahi, English mein bol do.
So go along with kirtan, chanting kirtan. Our Damodar Prabhu says that it is his curse if anyone will not chant kirtan, his parikrama or this journey will not be successful.
Go for it.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Shyam.
And fast. This place is called right now. This comes under Kamavan. Kamavan. Kam means desires. Where? Hey, chup rahe, please.
Attention.
Hari Bol. Peaceful peace must be there. So, this place comes under Kamavan. Kam means desire. Avan means forest. Which, where you get all our desires fulfilled, is Kamavan. So, people come here to get their desire, cherished desire, fulfilled. But the another meaning of Kamavan has been described by Shobhanand Prabhu and Vaishnava is that one who fulfills the desire of Krishna, the place and the person which fulfills the desire of Krishna, Kamavan. So this place, Radha Rani and his Sakha, they do such leelas which in fact fulfill desire of Krishna. This particular place is called Bhojanisthali. You know two names, Bhojan Isthali, place where Krishna does Bhojan, and where you are worshipping and doing some puja, that place, that particular place is called Bhojan Thali. Thali means plate. In this Isthali means in this place, there is Thali, that is there is a plate. That plate is called Bhojan Thali, and this place is called Bhojan Isthali. So, you can see there is a few katoris, you know katoris, cups and one plate. This stone has become like that because Krishna used to take food stuff over here with his friends. So this place became like this. Earlier Maharaj told just last time we had our prasad also this time upstairs and Maharaj was also there. Maharaj said that style of Krishna's taking prasad was that Krishna used to sit in center and everyone used to sit around him. And there used to be thousands of circling friends. They encircled Krishna, but everyone found that Krishna is in front of him. This was Aishwarya Leela and Madhuri Leela. What was Madhuri Leela? That each and every friend was giving all those important and tasty things which they brought from their house to Krishna. Krishna, please taste it. And Krishna was tasting it. But at the same time, they were feeling that Krishna is before him. That was Aishwarya Leela. But no one knew about Aishwarya. They knew only about Madhurya. So Krishna did also one important game here. He took pakola. You know pakola? Pakola stuffs inside. He took out stuff from it and put into it chili. And gave it to Madhu Mangal that my mother has made a sweet. Maharaj told this Leela last time. And you eat it. And he took it with the interest that it will be a sweet laddu. He put it in his mouth and there was chili. So such type of joking Leela and such type of interesting Leela which please Krishna takes place. So this place is called Kamavan. Here in front of you, the pond you are seeing, it is not pond. It was a sort of sea and known as Kshir Sagar. Shobhanand Prabhu has not explained much of it. But in this flood season, now where you have come, this whole region was flooded heavily this time. Imagine that 2 or 3 feet high water was there and it was water and water all the place. You could have seen really a sea, Kshir Sagar. So we are in short of time. We should run from here. We will go to Fisal Pahari. In that, Krishna used to do swing of slipping from higher slide from higher elevation to lower elevation through a very slippery stone. smooth, not slippery. Smooth stone slab. We'll see. Still, it is there. Very smooth stone slab is there, and we will also do this sliding. So let's run to that place. Bol Premanande. Krishna, wait. And so that Krishna can do it, Baldev put pressure on the earth with his feet so that Krishna could separate him from earth. And that way, Vyomasur was killed. It was not an ordinary way of killing.
Jai.
You make us curious.
What?
You said this was a special way of killing, so what was the way? Yeah.
Shobhanand Prabhu, ये वो कहानी नहीं है जिसमें कृष्ण इनके सेम ही सेइंग दैट ही वाज मिस्टिक पर्सन एंड ही स्टडड हिमसेल्फ ऑन द अर्थ सो
ही डिड व्हाट
स्टड यू नो स्टड ही स्टडड ही स्टडड फिक्स्ड हिमसेल्फ या फिक्स्ड हिमसेल्फ विद दिस ऑन दिस अर्थ व्योमासुर भोमासुर नॉट व्योमासुर V-Y-A-M-O व्योमासुर Vyom. V-Y-O-M. V-Y-O-M.
V-Y-O-M. Yeah, Vyom Asura. V-Y-O-M-A.
What is the symbol of this Asura? Maybe you can tell. Every Asura is teaching something.
Let me remember. Maharaj told last time something. I will try to recollect it and tell you that what symbol it says. If I am not wrong, Maharaj was saying Vyomasur is symbol of our ahankar, you know?
Ahankar, false ego.
False ego. It is very difficult to detach it from us. It's very rooted inside us. And Baldev Prabhu only can detach it by putting the pressure on the earth. That is,
Guru Tattva
can separate it from this ahankar. Otherwise, it is not possible.
So this is the print of the food.
Yeah. God Premanande! Hari Hari Bol Baldev Prabhu!